This month's year is being sponsored by Shuli Lani Apfel, family memory of Zev and Azil Apfelzal, and the Nisrayam family of Haram, it's memory of Achav Shmuel and Achav Meizal. I think it's probably going to be our last year in terms of the chassidus. I want to speak about one last topic, which is very relevant to the Maisa. That's the issue of the size of the chassidus. Here, I'm not referring to the size of the beggar that we spoke about the arichos a few weeks ago. We're just talking about in terms of the size of the strings, about how long the strings have to be. And we really have to break this question up into two things. Number one, how long the strings are supposed to be when one makes the chassidus originally. And number two, what could possibly go wrong if some of the chassidus get chopped off, get caught in the vacuum cleaners or the fans or the doors or other sorters. Sliding its own plate, whatever happens to the assistants in the process of wearing them. So how much is going to disqualify the assistants? How much of the assistants still going to be kosher? So the sugya begins on the first of Mamakomos, and the sugya Masechas Menachos, Lamatesam and Aleph. How gava the michse glima de kula tchelta? There was a person who was wearing a bag which was completely blue, from the tchelta, and he had assistants on. I guess he didn't hold like karech, so he had assistants on his beged. The gedila migdal. The problem, what was unique about the assistants was, is that the strings were all tied up in knots, literally, they were all tied up and wrapped up, whereas we're used to, of course, having the top part of that tzitzis being wrapped around and knotted around and the rest flying loosely. So this particular person, all the tzitzis were, all these kobbles all tied up in a certain way. So Amar Rav, Yoy Gleam of Lo Yoy Tchelda. So Rav said, what a beautiful garment this person is wearing, but the tzitzis are lousy, they don't look very nice. That's not the correct way of doing the mitzvah. Rav Bachana, Amar Yoy Gleam of Yoy Tchelda. And Rabbi Chana said, no, that it's gewaldic, it's a beautiful baguette, it's beautiful tits, everything is gewaldic. So the Micah Mithli, what's the machlokes about? So the Gemara says the machlokes at a level of deraita, what is the tsura of what the strings are supposed to look like? So Rabbi Chana Savar, ksiv gdil, ksiv psil. There are two different psukim that describe what the tits are supposed to look like. The pasuk in Parshat Kiseite calls tits as gedilim tasalacha. So gedilim has a connotation, gedilim is like a cord, like something which is wrapped around, which is knotted around, which is wrapped around. So the Torah uses the phrase gedil, but there's another pasuk in Parsha Shlach which uses the phrase psil. It says that it has to be like a free-flowing type of a thing. So what does that mean? So o gedil o psil. So Rav Bachana said the Torah is giving you a choice. There are two different options of tzitzis. If you want to have tzitzis which are all flying out, that's okay. If you want to have tzitzis which are all wrapped around, that's also okay. So Rav says no. The olam psil ba'inan. Rav says you cannot have a pair of tzitzis which is kulo gedil, there must have some part that has to be psil. There has to be some part of it which is flying free. So what is the Torah mean when it says gedil for? The word gedil teaches us a different halacha. Namely, it teaches us how many strings you have to have altogether. Gedil shnayim gedilim adba. That gedil does have the connotation of two things tied together. So gedil means a minimum of two, and gedilim means a minimum of two gedils, which i.e. turns out to be four strings. So lachol kasam aroyim. What the halacha is, can a person make their tzitzis strings totally, completely wrapped up and tied up? So according to Rav Bachana, that's perfectly okay. And according to Rav, the Bashtas, that's possible in the Torah. And according to Rav, the Torah is not giving you an option of either gedil or psil. But rather, the Torah is telling you that you have to have a combination of both. So comes the Gemara, continues in the Sugya. The Gemara says, in the second of the Kamos, Chela Shekach Ruba Ksheira. That the halacha is that, let's say, a person doesn't tie up all the strings, they tie up over the strings, and there's just a little bit of a seal, free-flowing string left. So the Gemara says the tzitzis are still kosher. So feel the koch ba'elachuya achas k'sheira. Let's say you do the exact opposite. Let's say, rather than tying up a significant amount of the string, you just go around one unit. You make one chuya, one wrapping around. That's also okay. So says the Gemara, either one is okay, but the noyit chelas, the correct way of doing it, is it should be shlish gedil shmei shlishi anaf. I mean, the correct lechatchil, the mahudidik way of making tzitzis is that it should be one third wrapped around with knots and going around in loops, and the rest of it should, two thirds of it should be flying out freely. But lemaisa, let's say that the other person didn't do that perfect ratio of one to two. If he did a seven to one, or he did one to seven, or whatever it comes out, as long as the bottom line is have a little bit of gedil, a little bit of a psil, that's also okay. Then the Gemara, the Kama Shira Chulya, and how much is considered to be the bare minimum in terms of a Chulya. So Tanya, Rabbi Yom HaKadosh Yichloch V'Yashana V'Yashalash. You have to go around at least three times. That's considered to be what's absolutely bare minimum. And the Gemara elaborates upon this a little bit more. The Gemara says you have to have what's called Kesher Elyon. I mean, you have to have a knot which is holding this in place. So the bare minimum of Kasher Sittis, in terms of the top part of the Sittis, the part which is wrapped around, So the Gemara says you have to have going around three times with a string, and you have to have a knot which is holding it in place. According to some Rishonim, you have to be a double knot in order to be a kesher shokayama, whatever the case may be. That's considered to be, technically speaking, kosher tzitzis. So Tana, the Gemara then quotes a braita and says that even though going around just a few times, just three times, is considered to be a chulya, that's really b'diavad. That if you want to know how many times should you go around with the strings to make it look nice, so it really shouldn't be less than seven times. Most people are Yosef al-Shloshesri, and you shouldn't go around more than 13 times. So where these mystical numbers come from? So the answer is a very mystical. Apochus leivchos misheva, kineged sheva rekiyim, it corresponds to the seven heavens, whatever that means. Most people are Yosef al-Shloshesri, kineged sheva rekiyim v'shisha avirin shebeneyam. This corresponds to the seven heavens and the six faces in between the seven heavens. Again, this is really a little bit, even though it's in the Gemara, it's a little bit Sisrei Torah. So basically, what comes out of this in terms of halacha l'maisa? So a couple of points that we can extract from this l'maisa. Number one, that there is a din in our Torah, the way we paskin like Rav, that tzitzit have to have both components to them. They have to have a little bit of gedil, and they have to be a little bit of a seal. Even though l'chatchila, the halacha is that there's supposed to be the proper ratio of 1 to 2, clearly only l'chatchila, it's only a mitzvah, that's noitchil. That's the Gemara's lashon, that's the mahudadik way of doing it. But b'diyevet, for sure, it's going to be kosher, no matter what the ratio is. And within the gedil part, so to constitute a gedil, very, very little that's necessary. All you need is to go around three times, but not in the end, that's considered to be already a kosher amount, that's a sufficient enough of gedil. But l'chatchili really shouldn't do that. L'chatchili should really go, you should make wrap around, which corresponds to certain numbers, 7, 13, etc. But one can already sense that there are going to be many, many different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, which in fact there are, as to what's the most beautiful way of doing all these different numbers. So you have the standard minhag Ashkenaz of 7, 8, 11, 13, you have a Sfaradim of another minhag, you have a Kabbalim of different minhagim, Chabadniks and Ukami, different minhagim in Klal Yisrael about how to go about to get these numbers. But again, the reason why it's not so critical is because it's not massive. Because the Gemara says the Farish that none of this really matters in terms of a strict halacha. That Meikra Din, as long as you have a little bit of a gedil, a little bit of a seal, so then technically speaking, the tzitzis are kosher, Meikra Din. And the whole idea of even having the ratio of 1 to 2 is really only a chumah b'yam as outside the mitzvah.
Like Hashem.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, even though the Gemara does have the phrase, Leichos Meshav, yeah, there is such a minig. There's a minig amongst the Kabbalim of having Meshav Hashem. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so these mitzvahs are that the Gemara does seem to make a point of saying that la'yichos misheva, unless you want to tie into that the la'yichos misheva means that that's all you're going to do, whereas those who do the yitkei vavkei, so it's all together they get 26. So the only problem is that it's a Yosef al-Shloshes rate. I don't know, not sure. I don't know. Yeah, that's also just a drush. It's not absolutely binding in halacha either. That's what the folks can say, that since Mikra Din, you don't need all the things. As long as you go around a couple of times and you make a knot at the end, you're okay. That's what the folks can say. Let's say you're making a pair of tits on Friday afternoon, and you're running short with time. So technically speaking, as long as the tits are kosher, as long as you went around a few times, you make a double knot at the end, so the tits is technically speaking, the kosher men to Rabbanan, so there's nothing wrong with wearing them, so you're stuck. You're allowed to wear them, and after Shabbos, you'll fix them up. So the Gemara, comes to Shulchan Aruch, the third of the Maamar Kamos quotes a Gemara that appears in Maseches Menachos. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: we know a little bit about, in terms of the ratio, in terms of what the tzitzis strings are supposed to be like, in terms of gedil and seal, but how long should the strings be? So says Shulchan Aruch, Orech Achutim Hashmona, the eight chutim should be ein papas medalat goblim, the yesh omim yud beis goblim. Some say they have to be 4 golden. A golden means the width of an average size person's thumb. Supposedly, Rav Moshe writes that corresponds to about 0.9 inches. Rav Moshe says that a tefach is 3.6 inches. We have 4 golden in a tefach. You're talking approximately a little bit short of an inch. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, there are some who say that the whole length of the tzitzis from beginning to end have to be 4 golden. And some say they have to be 12 golden. And the minhag is to be machmir lamala elam shia. Whereas, in terms of the maximum, we don't have very long tzitzis. And that's okay. So the question is, where did these two different shittas come from? 4 golden or 12 golden? So the answer is they came from the same Gemara. The Gemara says the favorite that the shear of the tzitzis is supposed to be dala golden. So where did the second opinion come from? So there was machlokes Rishonim, which part of the tzitzis was the Gemara referring to? So some Rishonim said that the Gemara was referring to the entire tzitzis from beginning to end, from the point of where it enters into the hole in the back to the bottom of the string. That's supposed to be 4 golden. So then you do your math. So then the ratio should be, it's supposed to be 1 to 2, so it should be 1 to 3rd goldim of Gedil, and 2 and 2 thirds goldim of Psil. And Rabbi Natan said, no, Rabbi Natan said, when the Gemara says that the Shia of the Tittus is Dal Goldim, the Gemara was only referring to the Gedil part of the Tittus, but it was understood that you would figure out the math on your own, that if the Gedil is 4, so then higher math will tell you that the Psil is supposed to be 8, so altogether it's supposed to be 12. So the two tayas stem from the same Gemara. They stem from the same Gemara that says it's supposed to be 4 goldim. The question is the Gemara talking about the Sacha Cholos and the Tittus, or is the Gemara referring back to the Gedil? So the halacha, we try to practice that it's supposed to be 12. Like Chiv, at least, we try to practice that it's supposed to be 12. So comes the Gemara, the next to the Mount of Kamos, the Gemara Sechus Menachos, and tells us that notwithstanding the fact that the Tittus have a certain shear in them, whatever they are, 4 or 12, so the Amri B'nai Rabbi Chiyah, the sons of Rabbi Chiyah, says, Gadume Tcheles Ksherim, that if Tzitzis originally had the Shear, and then they become Gadume, Gadume means that it started out with the right Shear, and then a little bit of it gets chopped off, so then the Tzitzis are still considered to be Kosher, the Gadume Ezov Ksherim. And the same statement Rabbi Chiyah said, that when you use the Ezov for part of the preparation of the Paraduma, so there's a certain shear how much the Ezov has to be. So as long as it started out the right shear, even though it got chopped off a little bit, afterwards that's also going to be okay. So we're not going to learn the Ezov sugi right now. So the Gemara says the Kama Shear Gadumin, how much is considered to be Kosher Gadumin? So Amma Bar Hamduri, Amma Shmuel, Kedela Anvon. But the shear is that as long as you have enough string left, that you could still grasp onto it, hold on to it, and make a bow out of it, that's considered to still be a shear Kosher. So the Gemara is telling that there are two shiurim in terms of the length of tzitzis. There's a shiur how when you make tzitzis metchila, then it has to be either dollar gold, yudbeis gold, or whatever the shiur is, depending on the two shiurim in the Rishonim. And at the end, after it was already made, and then something happened 6 months later, so as long as you have shiur kadei aniva, which is a question to post them exactly how much it is, it corresponds to about two golden or so, give or take, the amount that you can grasp onto the strings. If it's something so tiny you can't even hold it in your hands, so that's not Kedei Aniva, but it's a little bit about towards both or so, that's considered to be the enough of Kedei Aniva. Where did this idea come from, that there are two shiurim? There's a shiur when you start making the tzitzis, and then there's a shiur at the end. What's this all about? So the post kind of big machlokes is how to understand pshat in this. And there's some posts to say that, how can it be, if there's a din min haTorah, that the tzitzis have to be a certain shiur, who ever heard of such a thing that you make the chetz ha-shemitzah one way, and then something happens to it, So it's still okay. Let's say by tefillin, I don't want to say such a crazy thing. Let's say the din is the tefillin have to be square when you make them. So would anybody say if the tefillin started out square and then somebody came and gave it a zest with a sledgehammer, it's not square anymore, it's still kosher? If it started kosher, that's okay. Would anybody say it's a sukkah? You build a sukkah and you put up enough schach on it, and then during the course of sukkah, so the wind comes, knocks off one pole, another pole, another pole. By the time Thursday Chalamai comes around, you don't have enough schach on. So would anybody say such an absurd thing that, no, the sukkah is still kosher? Since it started out as kosher, it's still kosher. It's crazy. That's what some achronim said, that how can it be like tzitzis? It could be such a halacha. So, Kaim Gup Vachronim said, what the din is as follows, that the shiur min haTorah of tzitzis is takanat yudbeis golden, it's takanat dalet golden. You know what the shiur derais of tzitzis is? The shiur derais is, yes, what? It's kedei aniva. That was the shiur. The Gemara says, shiur in our halacha noshim esim, it's on the stomach of a tradition that the bare minimum of the size and the length of the tzitzis has to be kedei aniva, which is the erech two golden. But then the chatchila, the chum said that noit tzitzis, noit chen, it doesn't look so nice. It's going to be so tiny, so therefore the chum instituted the chatchila, you should make them dalet, you should make them yudbeis, whatever the different shiurim are. So then the chum said, the medzav amamurim, that you have to have the shiur derabanan. That's when you make the tzitzis mitchila, but if the tzitzis get ripped in the middle, so then the yavid will let you rely on what the shiur deraita is. That's what a group of achronim say. Because to say that the shiur of yudbeis golem is a shiur deraita, and then to say that if it gets chopped away, so you're allowed to rely on kedei aniva, so some achronim said it's very hard to believe. Another achronim said no. Another achronim said that this chiluk between the tchilas asiya and the self asiya when it comes to tzitzis is really a dim in haTorah, that the Torah gufa gives you two different shiurim. There are two different halachas in terms of the size of the tzitzis. That in haTorah you have to make tzitzis a certain size, and if they're already made a certain size and then they become chopped off, they're still going to be kosher with a smaller size. Really, you find such a mechurish tikka halacha. So the answer is you already have precedent for that in Hilchos Tzitzis itself. The Gemara says the Farish of Maseches Menachos that there's a din when you put tzitzis into the beged, you have to be careful that the tzitzis are positioned properly on the corner, because they're the Torah says that this has to be al kanfei v'gdeim, it has to be ala knaf. The Gemara says ala knaf means that they can't be on the beged itself. You can't, let's say you have a big beged, and I put tzitzis right smack, and I make a hole in the middle of the beged, and I have the strings coming out. So the Gemara says that's no good. That's called alabeged. That's not called a knaf a beged. On the other hand, let's say you have tzitzis which are right at the very, very end of the beged. Mamish otot at the edge of the beged. So the Gemara says that's also no good. That's not called on the knaf the beged. That's called tachat the knaf the beged. The knaf the beged is a very specific connotation in halacha. So what is the shia? Where do you know? When do you say that it's called tachat the knaf? When do you say it's called ala beged? And when do you say that it's right smack where it belongs? So the Gemara says the shia is as follows: that if it's more than three agoldim away from the edge of the beged, that's already too far. That's already considered to be ala beged. So 3 agoldim is, as we said before, about 2.5 inches or so, give or take. So that's considered to be, if it's past that shear, then the tzitzis are no good, the pashtas are no good min haTorah. And then the Gemara says, let's say the tzitzis are within a shear kemalei agoldim, which the Gemara says is a shear from the thumb, from the bone of the thumb, from the joint, or the end of the thumb. The Gemara says if it's less than that amount, so that's considered to be too close to the comfort. That's considered to be too close to the edge. That's considered to be tachas hakanaf. So the shear of the tip gives you a little bit of a leeway. It has to be somewhere between kemali agoldel until 3 agoldel. So it's approximately, again, there are different sheets in the contemporary poskim, how much that is, but it gives you a little bit of a, there's definitely a window of opportunity there. So the Gemara sounds like that's mamash at the min haTorah, that if the tzitzis are too high, so they're possible, if they're too low, they're also considered to be possible. So the Gemara is an unbelievable chiddush. The Gemara says, let's say you put tzitzis in the right place, and the hole starts to rip. This kind of happens. So the hole where the tzitzis are put in begins to rip, so the tzitzis are going to drop down. So at the end of the day, the tzitzis are going to be beyond where they belong. So they're going to be too close to the actual end of the beged. So the Gemara says, that's okay, that the tzitzis are so kosher. So the Gemara says, what? That be? The Gemara says, yeah, but also one, tzitzis ksir v'shas asiyah kabin rechamana. There's a special din by tzitzis that the Torah was only makfer in this year, v'shas asiyah sa tzitzis. As long as you put the tzitzis on the kashrusam, even though something eventually happens at the back of the upper, that wound that put it into an incorrect position, the tzitzis are still acceptable. And Mamash just saw this in somebody's house just the other day. It happens a lot of times. The whole starts to rip down. So I didn't say anything to the person. That's what the Gemara says. Sayrish also lem tzitzis, that the tzitzis are still kashrim in the Torah, they're still kashrim in the Rabbana. So some achranim said, that's the same word by the Gardume tzitzis also. That's why Chazal said that if Abi has to make the tzitzis 12 as well, or 4 as well, so whatever the shiur lechatchila is, but if they were already made and then they became ripped, so the reason why they're kosher is because the osulam tzitzis is that as long as you have that big shiur, was only said b'shas asiyas of tzitzis, whereas the smaller shiur of kedei aniva was said even b'sof of tzitzis. So there are two opinions in the poskim how to understand this dichotomy between, on the one hand, the halacha is you have to start out with a big shiur of yud beis agolim, and then at the end of the day, you can they rip, so that it's okay kedei aniva. So the first group of folks can say, because the whole shiur of yud beis agolim was only midrabbana to begin with, so hey mamu, the chum instituted the only v'chetchila not to be ever. And the second group of folks can say, no, that this dual shiur is in fact their right, huh? And it's something unique by tzitzis, the same way that the Gemara uses this dual type of standard for tzitzis in terms of the shear of the distance from the edge of the beged. So the Chum had a tradition that this double shear was definitely going to be the size, the length of the actual tzitzis themselves. What? Oh, so we're going to see in a second. Oh, so the question is, so we have to really understand Lamaisa. What does this mean? What's considered to still be kosher? What constitutes kinei aniva and what doesn't? So there were really three different permutations of this shaila to understand properly what exactly is included in this quality of kinei aniva. So the first issue, the Zalman raised correctly, namely, which part of the tzitzis have to be kinei aniva? We said before, there are two distinct parts of each string. There's the gedil part, the part that's all wrapped around, and there's the psil part, the free-flowing stuff. So how much kinei aniva of what? So when we go to the end of the next Maran Machom, the Siv Gimel, even if Siv Aleph comes first in Shechlach, but Siv Gimel is easier to understand first. So comes the Shechlach and quotes Kedei Aniva. What does it mean? L'Rashi min ha'anaf, u'l'ri afilu nechta ko anaf l'anisha Kedei Aniva ela min ha'gadil kasha. So this is a machlekes Rashi. And according to Rashi, you have to have Kedei Aniva of the anaf. Anaf is a psil. So that means according to Rashi, if you tip get chopped off all the way up to the gadil, to the nas, so then that's possible. That's called lacking Kedei Aniva. And according to the Ri, no, that's okay. According to the Ri, that even if the whole anaf is ripped off, that's also okay. So you see something interesting according to the Ri, that this din, that the Gemara Dashim from Sukkim before, you need Gedil and Psil. Remember we said of Machagiz Amarayim, but you really need both Likuv, and we're passing that both Mamash Ma'akad Min HaTorah, so that din also was only said Bishas Asiyah. because according to the Riz Pshat, at the end of the day, you're left with tzitzis, which don't have to seal. They're ripped mamash up to the gedil, and they're still okay. So that's a chiddush. So minig olam kirashi. So the Mechaber says that the minig is tlachmir, that we always remember mishar k'dan nivu, we always mishar from the seal. The only thing you have, and then one can rely on the reshit as well. So this is the easy part of the Neva, namely just the cheshbon where on the string you have the cheshbon from. But the more complicated question is, how do you ascertain that you really have Kedei Neva left? So it comes to Shulchan Aruch now in the beginning of that Maram Machom and quotes as follows: Im niftegu kol chutei hakanafos. Of all the strings within one given corner, all the strings we all know, of course, are four, which are double-double, so you have eight strings which are now presenting themselves. If all of them are ripped, the nishtayabem kidei aniva is kol achutim apsukim biyachad kosher. Let's say all eight of them are ripped, but on each one you have left kidei aniva. Each one you have left, if I'm going to take two, I go, whatever the shear of kidei aniva is, so then that's kosher. That's exactly what the Gemara says, because it makes it's kosher. But the imlonisher kedei aniva afilu b'chut echad shenisa kulo pasul. But if even one of the strings has been cut off to below the point of kedei aniva, means above the point, whatever you want to call it, so that there's nothing left of the string anymore, they have even less than kedei aniva of that string. So then that entire string is pasul. If that entire string is pasul, so then in effect you only have three strings. If you only have three strings, then the whole set is pasul pashas. It could be the pasul min ha'kaura. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says you have to always be careful that. All the tzitzis strings have at least kedei aniva left. If even one of them doesn't have kedei aniva, then you have a problem. Hilchos says the Shulchan Aruch, kevan shekol echad kapul l'shnayim. This is going to save you a little bit. How many strings are there on the tzitzis? So there really aren't eight strings. There are really only four strings. So you have to make sure that you have kedei aniva of each of those four strings. So if since each string is doubled over, im nistak l'shnei roshim puzzle. Let's say now, we're going to see in a second. How could you possibly know? So let's over here. So I should have brought in the palace. Oh, the palace over there. That's going to be easier. Okay. Full palace here. Somebody ever should see. Okay. So the says the Shulchan Aruch, if let's say that in Nisko Shnei Roshim puzzle, let's say you would know for argument's sake that this was the same, these two strings. This is a small, very thin string. It's hard to move around with. Let's say I would know for a fact that these two strings were the same string. Let's say I would mamish know that these two halves are from the same string, and this would get chopped off all the way over to here, so that means you don't have kedei aniva anymore. Then I know for a fact that one string is out of commission. One string does not have kedei aniva anymore. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Shem Nisach, again, Koyvich called Echad Kapul Shnayim, Ibn Nisach was Shnei Roshim Puzzle, Shem Nisach Chut Echad. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's say I don't know. There's no way, presumably, for me to know. It's in a moment, if there is a way, but there's no way for me to know right now whether these are from the same string, whether these two different strings. So says the Mechaber, any time two strings are cut to the point of kedei aniva, of less than kedei aniva, then you have to throw out the whole pair of tzitzis, because there's a good chance, there's a 25% chance that you may have a possible pair of tzitzis right now. Well, according to Rashi, right. Or according to Tari, if it went up all the way up to the top, right. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ulefi Mash Aranoa Gimel Daktik Beis Atzias Atzitzis Lasei Simin Bedalad Roshim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there is a way for you to know. There is a way for you there are some who, when they make tzitzis, so they'll keep the four like tied together a little bit. So they'll always know which tzitzis are going to be on the other side. So you'll be able to, if there is such a way, you make a mark on it or something. If there's a way to identify which tzitzis belong to each other, if you can do that. You put a little ink on it. You put a little mark on it to make sure which are which. So the Indian shall olam adal rosh me mitzad echad shall akasher v'adal rosh mitzad acher. So then you always know that these four always remain coming out of the kasher together, and the other side came out the other way. So it is possible to do that. In this gushnei rosh mitzad echad kasher. So then if two of the strings got ripped, which are next to each other, so you know for a fact that those are two different strings. You know they're not shaykh to one another. The vada shnei chutim heim. Even though one of the eight doesn't have kedei aniva, that doesn't matter. It's not one of the eight that's critical. It's one of the four that's critical. So the metzias advarim is that if you know for a fact that you have kedei aniva on each four of the strings, so then presumably you're going to be okay. So that's the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So basically what that means, Lamaisa, is like this. That for those, most of us, are not really so medactic, this man is there, when we make our sittas, we don't know when the factory is, whether they're medactic or not. So we have to assume the worst case scenario. Namely, if one string rips, and there's less than Kedei Aniva, then the sittas are perfectly okay. Because you know for a fact, you're on the other side of the string, Yosef of Kedei Aniva. But if two strings rip, so less than Kedei Aniva, then you have to throw the sittas out. That's the way the first opinion is Shulchan Aruch. So comes Rabbi Natam and says, no. Comes Rabbi Natam and says a whole different story. Rabbi Natam had a tremendous chiddush in the Sugya Kedei Aniva. Rabbi Natam held that Kedei Aniva only means that if two out of the four original strings are totally, completely intact. So the bulk of the tzitzis, at least 50% of the tzitzis, are totally, completely kosher. And now two of the strings have become chopped off a little bit. So says Rabbi Natam, as long as you have Kedei Aniva and those two strings, then you're okay. But what's the halacha according to Rabbi Natam? If you have all four strings which have been chopped off, and now you have Kedei Aniva of all four, Rabbi Natam says that's no good. So whereas the first day in Shulchan Aruch says that in theory, if you would know for a fact which tzitzis are which, so if you would chop off all the strings, every single one, but you would have Kedei Aniva left of everything, you would be okay. According to Rabbi Natam, no, there are two halachas according to Rabbi Natam. You have to have two of the strings have to be Shleimus Lagamre, Yud Beis Golden, whatever the shear is. And then within the other two tzitzis, then you can start to play around a little bit. So Rabbi Natam, that's what the Mechaber says, Rabbi Natam, lo machshirim ela b'nishtayru beis chutim shleimim, tahaynu arba roshim, shekol echad mea roshim oruch yud beis golden. Az machshirim kishenifsiku ashnei chutim acherim, im nishtayrim kidei aniva. So now comes Rabbi Natam and says, about im nifsiku gimel chutim, let's say three strings rip off, even if you have Kedei Aniva on all three, they don't rip totally. They rip a little bit, but you have 5 inches of string still left on them. So Rabbi Natam says that's no good. Why? Because if three heads of the strings fall off, you have to be choshesh that maybe they're from three different strings. If they're from three different strings, so then you don't have two shleimim. But according to Rabbi Natam, it's absolutely critical to have two shleimim at the end of the day in order for the tzitzis to be kosher even to be evet. So if three strings rip, even though they're left Kedei Aniva, so the tzitzis are still going to be possible because of the chashash that maybe they're coming from three different strings. So in effect, what happens at the end of the day, if you should accept Rabbi Natam, should we try lechatchila to accept Rabbi Natam, what it means is as follows. There are two distinct ways which are going to pass the tzitzis. If two out of the eight are cut to less than Kedei Aniva, then you're finished because you have to be afraid that maybe it's from the same string. If it's from the same string, it turns out one string doesn't have Kedei Aniva, so the tzitzis have to go into the garbage. That's one possible way of ruining the tzitzis. Then there's a second way of ruining the tzitzis. If three of the strings are cut, even if they do have Kedei Aniva left, there's still a problem for the opposite chashash, because you have to be afraid, according to Rabbi Natam, that each of the three strings that got ripped were three of the four, that those three strings had nothing to do, they weren't two sides of the same string. So maybe luck works against you, that you have three out of your four strings that have been cut, even though they're left Kedei Aniva, they're still going to be tossed. So Allah l'mais, that's how we practice. That if two strings were cut and less than Kedei Aniva, it's a problem. If three strings were cut, even more than Kedei Aniva is going to be a problem in deference to the Bureau of Rabbeinu Tam. Well, you shouldn't cut them less than your day's golden, that's for sure. Yeah, Yud Beis Golem for sure. It can be, as long as it's up to Yud Beis Golem, then you're for sure okay. The Tam's problem is once it gets below Yud Beis Golem, that's called Gadumin already. Okay, so again, that's Halach L'maisa. Either one of those two scenarios will ruin your tzitzis. If two of the strings get cut less than the Kedei Aniva, then you have to be choshes that it's one string that would taka less than Kedei Aniva and you're finished. Or if three of the strings get cut even more than Kedei Aniva, you have to be choshes that you don't have the Beis Shleimim anymore. There is a different permutation of this Shaila, which is Shulchan Aruch quotes from the bottom of the Mamakomos. Let's say the strings, rather than getting cut, they start to unravel. So we know our minhag is that each of the sitta strings is supposed to be made up of at least two strings. Now, we have a minhag of making a couple shmona, making eight strings, making a mishkan, whatever it is. But the ikar mikra thing, as long as each one of the initial four strings is made up of a minimum of two strings which are twined together, that's okay. That's what's called shazira. So the truth is that the Gemara never says beferish that this has to be shazurin. The Sifrei says it. The Rambam says we don't pass that the Sifrei. The Rambam claims doesn't quote the din of Shizuin altogether, and they asked the Rambam why he left it out. The Rambam gives you a whole explanation why I think that's the phrase Shiloka Halacha, but all the other Rishonim said it is Lahalacha, and Shapanachi Paskin that Shazira is La'aka. So therefore, as strings, that's it, the things of course are Shazurim. So the Shapanachi says, what if the Shazira breaks apart? So says the Mechaber, if the Shazurim breaks apart, so in effect you don't have the string anymore. Whatever Rapidin is, whatever is not Shazur Rapidin is not considered to be a kosher to the string. So says the Shachanach, it doesn't matter. Who sheishtar b'shazer kedei aniva. Says the Mechaber, the Shazira, the twining breaking apart, is not going to be any worse than the string getting cut off. So just as if the string is cut off, you go with the regular column of kedei aniva, or the nami of the twining untwined, so you also go with the regular column of kedei aniva. So then the Ramah writes, l'chatchila, tov dikshar achut in mamata. The Ramah says a good idea, make the toiva, to avoid this problem, is if you make a little mat on the bottom of your tzitzis, that will prevent the Shazira from separating. So there are other posts in the Magen Avraham quotes who didn't like that idea. They held that the five ksharim are mystical, magical. You don't want to break up the gematrias. You don't want to add on any extra knots to the strings. There are different hubbub about that. Some folks can recommend it, making a little knot on the bottom of each string to keep the shazir intact. Another post can more opposed to it. So it comes in the Mamakamos, the Behalocha, has the following interesting ha'ara. That's true in terms of the kashas of the tzitzis per se. So as long as you have kedei aniva, whatever the shift kedei aniva is, so the breaking of the shazir is not going to be any more chomer than the ripping of the string. So says the Be'alach, v'am mishtabur, v'mispag lochut echad l'shnayim, lo nisha kedei aniva, b'vada kasha, ach, kedei shalo, yavra abal tosif, comes the Be'alach and says, you have a new problem here. When the shazir breaks apart, so then you have more than four strings here. Because each, now you have, if one of the strings breaks apart, so now you have five strings. If two of them break apart, you have six strings. So for each, and out of a couple shmonas, so you may have 16 strings. So is that a problem with baltosis? First of all, who says that's baltosis altogether? So some rishonim say baltosis by tzitzis only means if you put a puzzle, a string in there. If I put some new mil, if I dal minim. So many rishonim say, if I take a lot of hadas, then that's not baltosis. It's only called baltosis if I take a tulip, and I add a min acher. So the shah is, this the chla baltosis altogether? So many rishonim say the baltosis is only violated if you put another min, which is no shaykh of the tzitzis, that would be about tosif. So, but others say that, well, a min, which is not shazor, so that's like a not kosher string, so that's like taking in another min. So maybe it smacks a little bit about tosif. So the Be'alach was concerned with the tosif angle. So the Be'alach says as follows, Kadesh lo yav about tosif, yom befeirush lo nichalei betosvot, o sheyachtoch la'amosa v'yishor rak shmona chutin. So the Be'alach says that you have to always take a look at your, every morning, take a look at your tzitzis, see where they start to unravel. A good way of avoiding them unraveling is not to put them into the washing machine. You put them into the washing machine, that's a dead giveaway to get unraveled. So if your string starts to unravel, the Be'alach says you have to be concerned about the tzitzis, because it's not kosher, but you have a shot about toast if you're adding extra string. So the Be'alach says you should get up and say, b'favor, shinni mucham zuman, I'm not being moisif. I don't want the tosefes, I don't want the extra shazurin, I don't want the unraveling stuff, not interested. So therefore, you can't violate about toast against your will. That's what the Be'alach says. So a lot of people aren't so machped on this Be'alach. I've never heard of this Be'alach. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that this is a little bit too much. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he thinks that, kind of Baltosif means that the guy says, Hinani Muchanim Zuman HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to put in four strings and I'm putting in an extra string. Here, 95% of the time the guy has no idea whether his students are Shazurin or not. And even if he knows it, that's the furthest thing from his intention. He does could get a cause of Kodesh Baruch Hu Nefesh by adding an extra non-Shazurin string to it. Come on, the guy's not being moisif. That's not his kavod, it's not moisif. So about Tosif, you have to do it. The Torah says, Sofa, the Yerach HaShulchan says, this is the no Shaykh of about Tosif whatsoever. What? It means Bizmano. Yes, the Yerach HaShulchan writes, this is even less than kavod. It means that Machloikis in the Gemara about whether Bizmano, Yenikim, or Yoni Kavod, that means when it's like at least if Chachinikra that you're doing up the Maisa Hosafa, Yerach HaShulchan says this is nothing. This is less than even a kavana. This is like Masafik Bialma. The guy barely even realizes that it's there, and even if he knows it's there, he's so far removed from it. The shaila about whether it's mana, unique or only kavana. That was when you're doing something like that, like the guy with Duchen that he has in the fourth bracha. So that you can argue that's like a shtickle act of Hosafa. Where this is mamish command the leisa dami. So the difference we're having about that some of follow the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah that they're careful. They declare right away as soon as they see the tzitzis unravel, well, the tzitzis, the extra part is batel mavuto. The Chazon Ish writes that he thinks that it is a potential problem about those. He's not even sure if the Mishnah Berurah's eighth is going to work. He thinks maybe you have to mamish cut it off. I don't think most people do that. The problem is if you cut it off, so that will close the unraveling even more. because once you break the raveling, it just causes more, it exacerbates the problem. Anyway, a couple part of the different sheets about this. But in terms of the kashas and the sittas, we have the batos, and in terms of the kashas and the sittas, you basically have to follow the regular kolam in terms of kedei aniva. Again, the gevar is clear that there is a din in terms of sittas, but we task is you need gedil, you need psil, but the shiurim in terms of the gedil and psil are one of the chachiva. As long as you have any permutation of the two, it's going to be kasher mikra and din. In terms of the shiur of the entire sittas, hakal mikra kol, there are two opinions in the rishonim, whether it's 4 or 12, depending on what the gemara meant when it threw out the number 4. And then in terms of the difference between the tchilas hasittas and when it rips, so the gemara has the difference between the shear of Yudbeis Golden and the shear of Kedei Aniva, two different ways in Yechron how to understand that, and then the different permutations, how that plays out Lamaisa, but there have been times chumra that even if you have Kedei Aniva, you have to have Beis Shemaimim, and then the extrapolation that the Rishonim have, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that the same dinim of the sittas ripping carry over to when the sittas unravel, for the extra issue at the end, whether there's any potential issue in terms of batos. Okay, hopefully next week I think we'll start already the Pesach Shurim. Let me try to think tomorrow.
Night, different opinion.
This is for